Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You know, sometimes when you see a story, when you catch a headline and you read a little deeper, you just have to laugh. Sometimes when you encounter something that is so absurd yet so obvious and predictable, you just have to take it in for what it is and enjoy it. And of course, what I'm talking about today is this amazing story from the Washington Free Beacon, which goes over the recently filled out financial statements from the official Black Lives Matter organization. Because if you thought them not filing these statements was suspicious, if you thought that the Attorney General of California, of all places, blocking them from being able to raise money from California residents was a sign that maybe we might be dealing with an instance of a 501c3 charity fraud, then oh my God, get a load of what we have on display in this amazing article. Now we're going to dive into it. We're going to look into it. We're going to laugh at it. But before we do that, I just want to say thank you to everybody who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
Thank you to those of you who are listening via Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And thank you to all of you for getting me to the point where I'm at 250,000 subscribers. You guys have responded so amazingly to me going basically daily on this channel, and I really appreciate it. We're growing so much faster. We have more subscribers in the year 2023 already than we did in the entire year of 2022. So thank you so much. Now let's get into the story. So the subheadline of this article, which was written for the Washington Free Beacon by Andrew Kerr, is that Black Lives Matter bled cash and suffered blistering investment losses in 2022, according to a copy of its tax return obtained by the Free Beacon. Now, for those of you who are curious about why Black Lives Matter, the nonprofit, has an investment account in the first place, let me just clear that up for you, because that is not the fraudulent part. A lot of nonprofits essentially will invest a huge chunk of their money in mutual funds or index funds that are relatively low risk and end up donating the dividends to whatever causes or operating based on the dividends. And that way, essentially, when they get whatever initial huge cash transfusion into their group, they can run as essentially a perpetual nonprofit. Now, I actually think this is a genius strategy for nonprofits overall, especially if you're investing wisely in index funds, which have a high rate of going up year over year, even though nothing is guaranteed. That's actually how I personally invest the overwhelming majority of my investment account in those same index funds. And that makes basically a perpetual charity operation that runs itself, that is not subject to the shocks of high donations or low donations. However, part of that whole process is that you actually have competent, not insanely dumb people running the investments, and Black Lives Matter, the organization, unsurprisingly, probably thinks that a stockbroker or a financial advisor is actually a white supremacist position, decided to blow it on one single securities investment or a group of securities investments that ended up suffering an 85% loss. Absolute disaster in every possible way. In fact, it looks like they blew almost $1 million in losses, an 85% loss, as I said, on a single sale of securities, which is pretty damn impressive, if I do say so. Obviously, these people are not familiar with the strategy of buy low and then hold and wait for the market to have an upswing. And yeah, totally disastrous in every possible way. Now, of course, that's just the light, incompetent, fun stuff. The financial statements that show that Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, who faced a ton of scrutiny for the organization's real estate purchases, which we'll touch on in a little bit, actually is using the organization, or the organization is paying out to her friends, family, and affiliates gigantic sums of money, in which should obviously be considered quite suspicious by any tax auditor. Now, I don't expect them to actually face the scrutiny that you or I would face were we running a nonprofit with anything closely related to a conservative organization or goal in the mindset. However, it's just interesting that she is doing this so blatantly, and then when confronted with the prospect of revealing the crimes that she may be committing, or at least transparently showing how they're spending the money, Patrice Cullors has actually referred to financial statements as triggering and deeply unsafe. Now, for those of you who are unaware, Black Lives Matter, this organization, is tax exempt. They do not pay taxes on the money that you send to them, and people who send money to them can actually write this off on their taxes as a charitable contribution. In exchange for not paying any taxes, they are supposed to offer up transparency for the donors, for the general public, because they are receiving a gift in that way. Now, Patrice Cullors wanted to run a private corporation. If she wanted to use this money and pay people salaries in a business sort of way, she wouldn't have to disclose that. But because this self-described trained Marxist doesn't want to pay any taxes and claims that she's doing the charitable work, she has to show that. So the idea that it's unsafe or triggering, that we get to see how she's spending the money that she's being protected from taxes from on, is absurd and insane in every possible way. But again, if I were paying my brother through a charity the amount of money that she was paying her brother, I would find that to be a very unsafe and triggering experience when people point at it and say, you know what? This don't make any sense at all. So Paul Cullors, the brother of Patrice Cullors, made out exceptionally well. This guy, by the way, is a graffiti artist with no prior experience even as a bodyguard, and yet he was paid $1.6 million for professional security services for Black Lives Matter in 2022. Paul Cullors was also one of BLM's only two paid employees, so his company's got $1.6 million, but he actually got $126,000 as a salary on top of those security consulting fees. So let's recap. The brother, who has no experience as even a security guard, probably doesn't even have a license to be a security guard in any state that requires a license in the union, is one of the only two employees of the Black Lives Matter global network. Period, point blank. He's one of the only ones. He's making a salary as head of security of $126,000. Really nice for him. But on top of that, he has two different security companies. God forbid if you're one of the people who hire a graffiti artist security companies in order to protect your stuff, that get paid $1.6 million in consulting fees. And again, she picked her brother as the person to receive this money. Not anybody else, not any professional, nothing like that. Her brother. Plenty of private security companies that will protect you for that amount of money all over the world, all over the United States of America, but the only person that she could find, the most qualified person, was Paul Cullors. Now, Black Lives Matter, to be clear, did have a lot to protect, and this wasn't the fact that there might be evil white racists afoot that are coming after the members of the organization. They actually recently spent a lot of money in terms of high-end real estate, mansions, all over the world, or at least all over the American continent, because as you guys remember, we've covered it on this channel many times before, they dropped a significant amount of money on a Los Angeles mansion that they claimed in their filings initially were all about having a secure common space in order to run things related to the charity. Now, what we ended up finding out is that this Los Angeles mansion, which, by the way, very nice, very elegant, very beautiful. I'm so proud that they bought this just so that they could hang out, ended up sleeping friends.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Family and affiliates of Patrice Cullors hosting her son's birthday party, and at one point in time was actually meant to be the stage for Patrice Cullors to have a cooking show where she showed us that not only is she one of America's top grifters, but she is one of America's top chefs. I'm assuming at some point she was going to have Gordon Ramsay in there. It was essentially going to be like the Selena Gomez show, except that Selena Gomez show actually involves her, you know, paying for her own home and cooking her food, and actually involves donating to actual charities. And this was supposed to be an amazing event for all of us, where we all learned that Patrice Cullors was not only an innovator, a charitable genius, but also a top chef worthy of the celebrity status that she so desperately wanted. Now, they also ended up buying, through an affiliate organization transfer, a Toronto mansion that used to be the headquarters for the former Communist Party of Canada, or of Toronto specifically. I don't exactly remember. And we actually covered this specific purchase before and how questionable it was, because of course, Patrice Cullors, who happens to be a non-straight, has a wife. Her wife, of course, runs a similar organization out of Canada. And the way that that organization was able to purchase this Toronto former home of the Communist Party was through a transfer from BLM to the wife's organization, and this was done to do the purchase. Now, some people have said that this transfer, which, by the way, it is legal for nonprofits to transfer money to other nonprofits, was done in such a way to conceal the purchase. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Remember, Black Lives Matter was not really filing their paperwork, and it appears that this other organization was filing their paperwork, so we ended up finding out about it anyway. But I just think it's quite interesting that she's funneling money not only to members of her family in terms of salaries and consulting fees, but also funneling money to her wife's organization in order to buy iconic communist stuff from the nation of Canada. Now, in total, they spent about $10.5 million on these kind of contractors. And like I said, not only among these contractors were Patrice Cullors' brother, Paul Cullors, but there were also people that were closely related and or affiliated with Patrice Cullors or other people in senior leadership positions to the organizations. In fact, another person, which we'll get on, paid money directly, it appears, to her sister through the organization. Again, as if that isn't an obvious red flag. But if you guys are having trouble with the math or with the scale, remember I said $12 million in real estate, $10.5 million in contractors, which is about $22.5 million out of the nearly $90 million that they received in the wake of the death of George Floyd. So we have a huge portion of the money just going to what looks like questionable purchases and nonsense right off the bat, and you wonder why they didn't want to reveal this to the public. Now, that Los Angeles mansion that I referenced that Patrice Cullors was going to do a cooking show out of ended up costing $6 million, and for $841,000 the year before, they paid Patrice's brother yet again to protect that specific property. So they're buying mansions, trying to do cooking shows and all these other absurd things, having birthday parties for members of Patrice Cullors' family, and they're paying the brother to protect that $6 million mansion, because I guess there's criminals around that they don't want to break in order to take their stuff. Again, I find this to be unbelievably amazing and ridiculous, especially considering these are the kind of people that were cheering on the Black Lives Matter looters. looting. These are the kind of people you would expect to retweet posts about how you need to take the rioting and looting into the rich neighborhoods, but Patrice Cullors cared so much about her $6 million house that she needed to pay her brother $840,000 just to protect it. Now, of course, Patrice Cullors was eventually forced to resign due to the scandal of her misappropriating funds for personal use, being out there in the media with the birthday party and all of that. And then, all of a sudden, again, as we talked about, a guy called Bowers ended up taking over the organization. And this guy, if you'll remember, was actually accused of stealing $10 million from the organization. Now, Black Lives Matter, of course, paid Bowers' own consulting company $1.7 million for management and consulting fees. However, that $1.7 million consulting fee, even though it seems incredibly suspicious for him to essentially approve that to himself, is not what was at issue when it came to that $10 million fraud. And by the way, my favorite part about the whole Bowers $10 million fraud story is when he released a letter essentially calling the people that were saying, hey, all this money is missing at this organization, this is fraud, this is illegal, race traitors for daring to involve the racist legal system for trying to prevent him from siphoning off way more money than he even put on paper he was siphoning off from the organization. I have to say, obviously, I don't support charity fraud. Obviously, I don't support nonprofit fraud. But that letter on its own was such a chef's kiss moment to read because he essentially said, you suing me is actually white supremacy. Now, please give me the money.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
Now, like I said, they also paid the sister of Black Lives Matter board member Raymond Howard $1.1 million. This is a woman called Daniel Edwards, and this was also for consulting. And after a contract dispute with another unidentified board member's consulting firm, they agreed to pay $600,000 in order to settle that. So essentially, you have an organization, you have a so-called charity that is meant to deal with the systemic racism, the systemic systems, the systemic structural racism that are in our structures and in our systems that seems to be just paying off people closely related to the board members. And if this were hidden under any other veneer, would have triggered multiple criminal investigations because this looks like, on its surface, according to the filing, an obvious instance of charity fraud. In fact, even people amongst the board were like, nah, some of you are actually stealing too much, and that actually is creating more fraud than we're even comfortable with, because everything about this just reads like it's an absolute joke. In fact, if somebody as a parody wrote that this was how Black Lives Matter was spending the money, you wouldn't laugh at it because you thought, nah, I mean, that's a little too over the top. It's a little too villainous. This sounds like it's in a movie, but it's not. It's in real life. But apparently, if you blackwash any kind of fraud, it's totally fine, totally acceptable, and totally okay. Now, what's very interesting, by the way, and I appreciate the Free Beacon for putting this out there, is that apparently missing from their filing was a $969,000 payment to Trap Heels. Now, if you guys are unaware, this is actually a payment to the father of Patrice Cullors' only child. Now, according to the Free Beacon, the reason why this is absent from the report is that apparently as a nonprofit, you only have to put your top five contractors out into the public, and the rest can kind of remain anonymous in terms of the filings. So if this $969,000 to Patrice Cullors' baby daddy falls outside of what's reportable, then that means there could be subsequent payments in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to other personally connected groups and or individuals that are just completely skating by. I would absolutely love for this organization to be audited so we could see who's getting what and how much and how absurd this actually is. But unsurprisingly, Black Lives Matter, which is built on a fraudulent idea that there's a massive problem of police officers due to evil white racism, killing innocent angel unarmed black people, happens to have fraud in their charity as well. Fraud in the premise, fraud in the receipts. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on all my social media. Support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the insane fraud of Black Lives Matter, the charity. Till next time.